In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For the past 5 months, we have faced many struggles and challenges, from the dreadful pandemic of COVID-19 to the devastating epidemic of racism. Regrettably, the virus and the registration of racism have brought us grief and sorrow in the loss of loved ones and friends. You see, since March 2020, about 19 family members and friends of parishioners have gone home to be with the Lord. We continue to grieve and mourn their loss. And in other parts of the country, about 140,000 people have died, and about 3.3 million have been affected by COVID-19. And those of us who have not been sickened by the virus are living each day with anxiety or fear that we may catch the virus. Others may be wondering if God is still with us in this crisis. My friends, I want you to know that God is still with us. God is for us. And as the Apostle Paul assures us in the epistle for the 8th Sunday after Pentecost, if God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardships, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us. And then he adds this. He adds this assurance. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ our Lord. My friends, in today's epistle, the Apostle Paul encourages us to remember all that God has done for us and all that God continues to do for us. Yes, even in the midst of the pandemic. And if anyone in Scripture should know anything about God's amazing grace and abundant love, it is Paul. You see, listen to what he described in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He says, I have been in prison more frequently, being flogged more severely, and being exposed to death again and again. He says, I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. But then Paul tells us that he received the abundant grace of God. And then he shares that in his epistles. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received from God. And he says, for just as we share abundantly in the suffering of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. Indeed, he says, we felt we had received the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. My friends, that's Paul. Paul's very words of comfort to us. You see, Paul faced severe beatings, often near death, and he was imprisoned. But Paul survived all that, by God's grace, and went on to write 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament by one account. Now, some of you might say, well, Deacon, that was Paul, and it was way back then. Deacon, you can talk all about God having a good purpose in every circumstance of life. All that sounds good, Deacon. Sounds very good. But you have not walked in my shoes. You don't know what I'm going through. My friend Paul got something to say to you. And as he says it in the form of three rhetorical questions. He says in the first question, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's in Romans 8:31. Yes, my friend, God is for us. But some of people may not understand that God is for us. They think God is against them because of their circumstances and all the trouble they are going through. But I have good news, my friends, for you. God is not against you. He is for you. He is on your side. God is your friend. Just as the songwriter tells us, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Yes, my friends, can we find a friend so faithful who with all our sorrows shares? Jesus knows all and all our every weakness, he says in the same. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And when you have a faithful and compassionate friend in Jesus, you do not have to be afraid of anyone. You do not have to be afraid of anything. Not even COVID-19, not death. Why? Because God is your protector. Now, Paul isn't saying that the Christian has no opponent. Yes, you do. But they don't stand a chance against Almighty God. Whoever it is cannot prevail because the God that we serve is mighty and awesome, and we rest in his sovereign care. So, since God is for us, no one can prevail against us. Remember little David, don't you? And how he defeated Goliath, the giant, with one slingshot. If God is for us, who can be against us? That question reveals God as our protector. See, God will deliver you and he will rescue you too, as he did for Daniel in the lion's den. The second question reveals God is our provider. That's why Paul asks in Romans 8:32, he who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Yes, my friends, God provides. He always provides at the right time. Remember the story of the prophet Abraham offering his son Isaac on the altar as a sacrifice. But God provided a ram instead. God also provided for the widow of Zarephath, who shared the little food and water she had with the prophet Elijah during a severe drought that we read about in 1 Kings. Friends, God has promised in Matthew 6:33 and in Philippians 4:19 to supply all our needs. But he did not promise to cater to our greed. The third question is, who shall separate us from the love of God? While Paul asks who can separate us from the love of Christ, he begins this scripture by mentioning things rather than people. The first thing is tribulation, which can also mean pressure. Do you sometimes feel that you are in a pickle and wonder whether God still loves you? Tribulation or pressure cannot separate you from Christ's love. Distress is the next thing that Paul mentions. While tribulation refers to outward pressure, distress can refer to inner turmoil. And then Paul also mentions famine or lack of food. You probably know that this has been a major problem during the COVID-19 pandemic, with about 43 million people filing for unemployment. Most of them don't know where their next meal is coming from. But by the grace of God, we have ministries like Kitchen of Hope and other agencies of the Food Bank of South Jersey to help fight the battle of hunger and food insecurity. Paul also refers to peril or danger. It is something we all face sometimes. Some people complain when they face any of these problems. How could God allow this to happen to me if he really loved me? Or why doesn't God love me anymore? Let me tell you, my friends, God loves you. Problems cannot change that. Trials cannot separate us from Christ's love. I don't know where some people get the idea that Christians aren't supposed to have any problems. Trials are nothing new or unexpected for the child of God. But far from being able to separate us from the love of Christ, trials are our means to greater triumph. So the Apostle Paul adds this. He says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. More than conquerors. My friends, literally, we are super overcomers. And then Paul concludes, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Paul covers it all, everything. Neither death nor life will separate us from the love of God. Yes, some people are afraid of death. Others are afraid of life even, because of uncertainties and sorrows and hardships and disappointments. But neither one of those things, not life, not death, can shake us when we know that God is for us. Friends, God loves you. We must never stop believing that and be not dismayed, whatever betide, whatever tests we face, because God will take care of you and me. In Hebrews 13:5, God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. You see, that assurance was a comfort to one family in New York City, where a 64-year-old assistant principal was discharged this week after spending 128 days in intensive care suffering from COVID-19. You see, my friends, his wife said, I told the doctors not to disconnect the life support because I have hope. I have hope that God will take care of us. Yes, my friends, this man survived and walked out of the hospital this week. You see, when God is our protector, our provider, our defender, and our keeper, all is possible. Surely, God is for us, and God will be with us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.